Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
You think you've got problems? Then consider Brian Heiss. The following is accurate with no elaborations. Brian's problem started when his apartment became flooded from a broken pipe in the apartment above his. He then headed for his car to go rent a wet vacuum, only to discover that one of the tires was flat on the car. No problem. He put on the spare tire and went inside to phone a friend for help. But he got an electric shock from the phone, which wasn't properly grounded. Brian reacted so severely that in pulling free, he also pulled the phone from the wall. In the meanwhile, the front door had become so swollen from the water that it wouldn't open. A well-meaning neighbor fixed it by putting his foot on the door and knocking it from its hinges. Again, Brian headed for his car. But when he arrived, it was gone, stolen while he was inside. Brian's nightmare had a bit of a silver lining because the thief who stole the car ran out of gas only a few blocks away. Brian recovered his car and pushed it to the station for refueling. You'd think that what I've just recounted would be enough problems for any day. But Brian's nightmare didn't end so simply. That evening, he went to a military ceremony at the university he was then attending. After it was over, someone inadvertently put his bayonet in the car seat. And you guessed it, Brian sat on it. Doctors fixed him up, but they couldn't fix up his canaries that had been killed by plaster which fell from the ceiling caused by the water from that broken pipe in the upstairs apartment. Summing it up, Brian said, "God wanted me dead, but just kept missing." Talk about adding insult to injury. How much can one person take in a single day? On the serious side of the ledger, there are days when a person would be better off if he or she had just stayed in bed. Undoubtedly, Brian Heiss would agree. Question: is God really trying to tell us something when a series of disasters befalls us? Possibly, possibly not. Problems tend to compound themselves, especially when we are in a hurry. But there's one thing for sure. Problems are to our lives what hot water is to a tea bag. They bring out what's inside. And the hotter the water, the truer reflection of what a person is really made of. Sometimes people are shocked at their responses to irritations and trouble. "I'm surprised I said that." Ever say that after you lost your temper when things didn't go right? Jesus said, "The good man brings good things out of the good stored in his heart, and the evil man brings evil thoughts out of the evil stored up in his heart. For out of the overflow of his heart, his mouth speaks." A line in the auto-exec bat of my old DOS computer used to say, "Remember, this too shall pass." It's not a bad idea to keep that in mind. Most of the time, we spend far too much emotional energy on things that really won't count much at all 10 years from now, perhaps even 10 days from now. Difficulties and problems tend to polish you as a smooth stone, or break you down and expose the barren, dark spots of your heart. When you're tempted to tell someone what you think, back off and ask whether it's really worth it. Before you mail that letter, the one you wrote in anger, hold it for a day or two. See if it really says what you mean. When you sow in haste, you reap trouble. It never fails. The story that you heard today on Guidelines is absolutely true. A closing thought. If God decides to pass judgment on something, He's right on target. He never misses. But the good news is the doors of mercy are wide open. And a loving God says, "Trust me, walk with me, and let me use you." You've just heard Guidelines. I'm Harold Sala. Visit our homepage on the web at guidelines.org.